Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 8th of September. This week in Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we explore why it is important to know your identity in Christ. For the final time this week, we turn to our Bible reading, which is Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 3 to 18. Today we're reading from the Message translation. The God of glory. How blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. Long, long ago he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure he took in planning this. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift-giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds. And not just barely free either, abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him, everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. It's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This down payment from God is the first installment on what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. That's why, when I heard of the solid trust you have in the Master Jesus and your outpouring of love to all the followers of Jesus, I couldn't stop thanking God for you. Every time I prayed, I'd think of you and give thanks. But I do more than thank. I ask. Ask the God of our Master Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally, your eyes focused and clear, so that you can see exactly what it is he is calling you to do. Grasp the immensity of this glorious way of life he has for his followers. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him. Endless energy, boundless strength. Amen. Do you know where you're heading? When you find your new identity in Christ, you have both the courage to let go of your past and the courage to walk into the future. Paul says that when you're given your new identity in Christ, he gives you freedom from all the wrong things in your life that imprisoned you and kept you from truly connecting with God. You now know that God chose you in advance and adopted you into his family. You are an heir of God, just like his son Jesus. God now sees you as holy and without fault, so that you can face your future with hope. If you feel that something is enslaving you, controlling your life, and you can't get away from it, God offers you freedom today. If you receive him in faith, he will forgive your sins and give you a new identity in Christ. you will be born again. Even if this is something you have experienced before, if you have slidden back into sin, you can enjoy a fresh start today. Your new identity in Christ enables you to focus on the long-term future with hope. You can live in the reality of heaven and move forward to the future God has planned for you. As you think through these thoughts today, then this question may help you. What part of your past do you need to let go? I hope to see you again soon for some more Battle Drill Daily Devotionals. But in the meantime, may God richly bless you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.